Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Welcome to Ponder This, What is Love? A podcast series discussing and defining the definitions of love with your host, Raven, an advocate of love. Because we are a love lifestyle brand movement. Sit back and enjoy the communal conversation. Who am I? I am without title or sound. I am without form. I am the everything in the all of nothing. I speak no words, nor utter a sound. I am the I am that I am to all. The rivers know not my name, but they are of me. The winds howl, but do not call. But I do answer. The fire that burns gives birth to my expansion. And the earth, well, she is my everything. In her you will find the all of me. In her nature you can breathe my life. And in her dirt you can be reborn. And in her heart you are fed life. She is me manifested. I am the vision that you create. Your life is destined to become your fate, for your words give birth to your existence and carries with it the lessons of your tongue. You are me in human form, carrying the gifts of creations. I am that which is you, guiding you in life through emotions. Here, me as I speak not. Listen to your thoughts. Move towards the wisdom of your simple knowing. Trust internally in me. You ask, who am I? Well, I am you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Everybody, this is Ray Vision, also known as Corey Rayshon, your host for Ponder This. I want to welcome everybody to a beautiful spring. I'm hoping where you are, it is just as beautiful as it is where I am, whether it is rain, sleet, snow, you know, weather is always, Mother Nature is always doing her thing. So I hope that you find some pleasure in everything that is going in and on around you. I wanted to start off this morning with an interesting ponder this. It came to me in this morning's meditation, and I found it, of course, to be interesting because it's coming through me, right? But it's also something that I'm going through. Stress has put me out a little bit, as you've heard maybe in the last show. If you've been watching me on Facebook, you've heard a little bit about it. But having a healing from an eye injury, which is based on stress, and, you know, we put a lot of stress on our lives, and I've heard some people, some friends of mine are going through some stages of cancer and healing from that. Some people are going through some things in their lives where they're trying to recover, whether it's a stress-related or literally a stress-related disease like cancer or strokes. There's a brother that I'm familiar with that, you know, is going through chemo. And not chemo, he's what people go through when they have kidney issues and problems. And so I guess this is why this is came into my cipher. So I want to just talk about what I'm going to read what I wrote down. The disease is not the excuse. You are the excuse. I thought it was very interesting when it came to me. The disease is not the excuse. You are the excuse. This culture does not teach us how to listen to our heart, but we're taught how to listen to our mind. You know, we're always thinking and maybe overthinking at times. We're not listening to our bodies. We're not listening to the internal language that is going on inside of us, and we push, and we continue to push. And so our reflections are of our if our reflections are of our Creator, no matter what your belief is, if the reflections are of our Creator, then the Creator is without form. And then if that is the case, the knowing is internal. So again, it goes back to the listening. We have to be taught how to, or we've been taught how to seek outside of ourselves for our answers. We've been, you know, we go to either alcohol, we go to cigarettes, we go to, there's nothing wrong with dancing at a party, I will tell you that. We might try to find relationships to help ease or soothe the stress or the pain that we're having, or the mental illnesses that we're going through, which is depression and things like that. And so we've been taught to seek outside of ourselves, whether we go shopping, you know, every Saturday, or we go out to eat, or we go and buy a new car, or we want to get a bigger house, or we want to put, you know, more money in the bank, however that may be, and that's acquiring things. We think that the acquirement of things will actually ease the pain or take the stress or relieve the stress. I say there's nothing wrong with a good vacation, I will say that. And that actually is for the internal. There's nothing wrong, like I said, with going out and dancing and taking care of the spirit from within inside, because dance and music is also a healing aspect. Actually, diving into the arts is also very healing, whether you're a painter, a poet, a singer, a dancer, either as well as in theater. If you are able to go inside and to relieve yourself through the arts, that is something that could also soothe the soul. But disease is, or the dis-ease is our traveling outside of ourselves, away from ourselves. And so think about it. If you had to walk somewhere and it was a long distance, your body would be fatigued. But if you actually went inside yourself, you would have to go nowhere. And so you would find who you are internally and what it is that you need. Listening to your body, maybe it says, you know, I need a little bit more vitamin D, or maybe I need a little bit more vitamin K. Maybe, you know what, I need to not eat so many greasy foods, or, you know, maybe I need to run today, or maybe I need to exercise more. You know, listening to the heart and not listening to the mind. The mind may say, I need more of this. Ooh, I need more of that. Oh, I need more of this, that, and the other things. I need, you know, oh, you know what, if I just buy a new dress, or if I just buy this new suit, ooh, I need a new tie, or, you know, I need, those things aren't wrong. But if you're looking for it to heal you, you're actually putting more stress on the body, putting more stress on the brain. And there's something, I listened to another brother's show, Gabriel Rich, and this brother had said, you know, black, he's more about the indigenous speaking, and our heritage here in America as indigenous people. And one of his guests came on the show and said that the word black actually means be lack. And that floored me. That really floored me. And I'm like, holy smokes, you know? So this morning I wanted to see what bliss would mean, if it was be-less. And it's interesting that there is a word called this. It's actually an ancient Irish fortification or storage place enclosed by a circular mound or a trench, or either both. And of course the word bliss also means perfect happiness and great joy. So if you were to be this, right, then that means what you're doing is looking inside yourself, looking in that storage place. Your body is the storage of your soul. The body is the storage of your spirit. The body is the storage place for your true essence of self. So be bliss, people. Be bliss. Find a blissful place. Go inside. Stand still for a minute. Be in silence. Be with self. If you are struggling or suffering with anything that you are not comfortable with, find out why. Allow those emotions to speak to you so that you can be healed. I'm going to pay the bills, and I'm going to come back, and we are going to bring this awesome, beautiful talent on. Her name is Esna V. She is my guest today. We are going to speak to her about what is love. I hope you guys enjoy her as much as I enjoy her. We're going to get a chance to also listen to her single today and get to know her a little bit more and where she is and her movement in her career as well. So let me pay the bills a little bit, and we'll come back with Esna V.
Peace and blessings. My name is Valtisha, and I am the passion pusher and MVP of Equanimity NYC. As an advocate for happiness, health, and wellness, I strongly believe in successful self-care. I am very excited to invite you to Sip and Spa in the Escape Room, Saturday, May 12th, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. You will be greeted with beautiful decor, aromatherapy, professional massage, food, wine, and all of our guests will go home with a gift bag. For more details, visit www.equanimityfornyc.net or find us on Facebook at MVP Equanimity NYC. Peace awaits you.
What is love? Love is an experience, and on April 29th, we're going to bring that experience alive at the Raw Space at 2031 Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard in Harlem, New York. Between the hours of 1 and 4, we are going to create an experience where we are going to open ourselves up to the emotions and the feelings of love. You don't want to miss it. My special guest, Cashel Campbell, will help me make you move to love. I will be there and hopefully build your emotion of love. And Chef Nico is going to fill you with love. Look forward to you guys being there. For more information, go to ponderthisone.com. That's ponderthisone.com.
Hey, I'm back. I'm going to be back with Esna V. How are you? Esna V?
Yes, I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Had the mute on a little too long there.
Okay. Not a problem. Welcome to Ponder This, What is Love? It's my pleasure to have you on. I want to say that first. You are an awesome talent, and I'm just happy, one, to see you back doing your thing, and glad to have you on today's show.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate that, and as always, I always welcome and appreciate, you know, any love and support, so thank you.
You're welcome. So let's get the conversation started. I introduce yourself to my audience. Let's start there. Then I'll ask the question. I was about to go straight into the question, but, you know, there are some people that are listening. Some people have called in to listen. So let them know who you are. Who is Esna V?
Great. I am a recording artist, singer, songwriter. I've been fortunate to reach the top 40 with my debut single, Unexpected Love. So sometimes I like to say I'm a top 40 recording artist. But above that, I am just a true singer-songwriter that, I released a debut album entitled Exidy that's been out for some years now. And I am just very true to my core in an artist. A real artist that writes and sings for my soul. So that's me in a nutshell. Among other things, I'm also a voiceover artist, print model, on-air personality, and also an actress. Added that to my resume, and yeah, that's about me in a nutshell.
Okay. So let me ask you this. What is your definition of love?
You know, when I received that question, the first thought I had was, wow, this is a difficult question. And I think it's a difficult question because love has so many layers, in my opinion. I love music, but I obviously don't love music the same way I love my son and my husband and my family or my friends. And I love my friends and family, and I don't love them the same way I love my husband. So I
right.
think, you know, with love, there's a few meanings that define it for me, and that's why when I answered the question, I had more than just one general answer. To me, the first thing that came to mind when I saw what is love was just thinking about the unconditional care, concern, and I guess understanding that you can have for someone that's unwavering. So no matter what happens, if you truly love someone, you know, that love isn't going to falter. You're not going to just love somebody one day and then the next day say, oh, I just don't love you anymore. I think a true love and true connection is something that is constant and everlasting. And then when you go into thinking about, like, I love music, I love fashion, I love beauty, I thought about the intense feeling of joy that those things bring me inside, like in the core of my soul, like how I feel when I perform, how I feel when, you know, I'm writing and creating and recording, how I feel when I see a hot outfit that I like, or, you know, how I feel when I just do things that I thoroughly enjoy, that I love doing. It's just, that's the only way I could describe that. And then when it comes to the romantic sense, I feel that love is just this deep, deep, intense affection for someone in a romantic way. And with all of those layers, I feel that love is the most powerful force on earth. It is the most powerful thing, you know, here. So all of those definitions for me would define what is love.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. If you were to do a comparison of the general love, like you talk about, you know, the love of fashion, the love of, you know, good things in life versus your love for singing on stage, or just your craft, period, whether you're in the studio or on stage, what is the difference between that?
You know, I actually find it's very comparable. It's funny, there's a song that I had an idea of how, you know, as I've been going through the journey with music and working on my new album, which is entitled Detour, which touches on the highs and lows of life, and I had this thought of, like, I give so much to music and to my career, and at times I feel like I don't get anything back, but yet my love for it is so intense that it doesn't matter, and I continue to love music. And I feel like with love in real life, you can have that same feeling of loving someone, a person, you know, family, friends, and even if they aren't giving you the love that you're giving them, if it's not reciprocated, you still love them. So in that sense, I find it comparable that my love for music can't actually be compared to my love for another person, in that sense. I think the difference is knowing that, for one, it can be reciprocated in a different way, but I think the difference is because it's with the music, with it not being a physical being, you could give up on it. But then at the same time, you could do that with a person too. So maybe they're the same, Corey, as we speak about this. Maybe that love, maybe it's more similar than I originally thought. You know?
Well, you know, I think I think, you know, with art, and I've worked with quite a few artists that are, you know, they consider the quote unquote struggling artist, or they have a dream, and even with what I do, I consider it an art, and the love that I also have for what I won't give up. Like I said, I will die doing what I do, and there's just other things I wouldn't want to die for, you know. I think when it comes to our talents, it's an internal gift that we're born with, that we know we have. And I think what happens is we have to come to a point where it's like, you know what? I don't care if it's not being measured by this, by mainstream. I'm not even going to say the standard, because I don't even know what the standard is. I don't have a standard. But, you know, there's these groups of people. Like, you can go in, we've seen jazz players that are community jazz players. They've been playing in the community that they lived in for 50 years, and they're satisfied. You know, there's those artists that, you know, they want to do their day job, and then, you know what, on Saturday night, Friday night, they've got a regular spot somewhere. And that's satisfying. And then there's those that, you know, want to be globally known and all over and signed to mainstream. And then, you know, there's artists that just want to be independent and do their thing and make it happen where it happens. But I tell every artist this. When you're doing your art, I think that's the thing about art is people walk away and they don't. I mean, now that we have Facebook and social media, it's kind of a little bit better. You get a thumbs up here, or people can actually directly talk to you. But, you know, people walk out of the room better than they came in. But there's no monitor to let us know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you won't know. Like, I used to do this show in Brooklyn, and it was another artist that I had on stage. And I ran into, you know, I used to hand out business card-sized flyers. I never did the 5x8s because business cards would stay in your pocket. So I met this guy maybe 5 years after that show was done, you know, stopped doing it. And he's like, yo, you still doing that show? I'm like, no. You know, he says, I still carry this card, you know. And he took the card, the promotional card, out of his pocket of the artist show came to watch.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, he says, man, I carry this around because I love that performance. And I was a producer. I wasn't the artist.
But
I was a producer. And I'm like, holy smokes. And that's when I realized that what we do is not recorded on some billboard or in the newspaper or through a radio commercial ad, but we touch people's lives wherever we go.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can look at the work that we do as that, then, you know, every time I think every artist gets off the stage, know that everybody in that room, whether it was 25 people to 10,000 people, every single one of those people were touched,
mm-hmm.
whether they buy your music or not.
Yeah, I agree. I think that we reach people in ways, like you said, that's not measurable, and we don't always see it, and you just never know who you're touching. Like, you would have never imagined that guy would have still had that card and would have pulled it out of his wallet, let alone have it, but pull it out of his wallet at that time. But, yeah, just going back to your original question, as you're speaking, I'm really going over. I'm actually pondering.
I love it.
Yeah, the love for music, I think, is very much. It's very similar to the love for another human being. When it's that intense, because you've heard people say, oh, they're married to their music, and there's people who can't even be in relationships because their love for music is that intense that they don't even have the time to be involved with someone else because it just consumes them to that level. And absolutely. I agree.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Where did you first learn, like, if you were to go back into your childhood, where did you first learn kind of like the meaning of love?
Oh, I think I felt that at a very young age. I was very blessed to have parents that, I mean, just defined unconditional love for me. Both my parents, you know, have been married forever, and I grew up in a household of just love. I never really felt anything opposite of that feeling. At a very young age, I've been aware of what love is and what it should be.
Right.
And my parents just exemplified that. You know, my brother and I just always felt love. It was never a feeling of anything other than that. So I can't really say what age, but I just know that just very young, just all my life, I always felt loved. And that obviously shaped and molded me into the person I am today. And I've always had a confidence about myself because of that. And I never really cared too much about society and friends in the grand scheme of things, because I knew that I came from a foundation of love, and that at the end of the day, you know, I have my family, and that was always, like, very important to me.
Right. And so do you find that as you were growing up that your definition, but it sounds like you had a really good base, of love has changed? So let me ask you this. You're married. You have a young son, Jace. You're married to Eli Bland, right? He's an artist
Elijah.
As well, correct?
Yeah.
Elijah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just wrote Eli. There I go, giving him a nickname. when you found that, when you found that love for him, did it change you in any way in terms of how you moved? Okay.
Absolutely. Because I came from the foundation, or that I come from the foundation that I was given, I always felt that the people that I was dating were never fully worthy of me in my entirety, if that makes sense. Because I knew what love was. I knew what I deserved.
Right.
I knew what it should feel like. I knew what it should be. I knew that whoever I would end up with as my husband for the rest of my life had to be a very special person that possessed a lot. And if I never encountered that, I wouldn't be married to this day. I would have been totally fine just dating a few people at a time, and I would have been okay with that because my love for myself is just that great. I've never felt like, oh, you know, I have to be with someone for my life to feel complete, and I have to get married, and I have to have children. I've just never felt that because I knew that I would not settle for anything less than the love that I deserved. And that just was not changing. Like, that's what it was. I could have been 100 years old, and I would have still been saying the same thing, like, nope. I'm not selling just to be with someone, just to be with someone. So it definitely changed the way I moved in that regard. It also opened up my perspective on love to even a higher realm than what it originally was, just being in a relationship and a marriage it's very deep. You know, it's a deep connection that you have to have with the person, and you have to open yourself up to another person's world and life, and your understanding and your whole mind frame just has to be open in such a loving way. That's completely different than, you know, how I was before then. You know, I never took other people into consideration like I take him into consideration. You know what I mean? Like, that was a challenge for me because I've just never had to do that. It never mattered. It was me, and whatever I did, that's all that, you know, that was it. That's the only thing I care about. So now I have to care about another person like I care for myself. And that was, that was definitely challenging and different for me.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I always looked at. Yeah, I can understand. Not that I've ever been married, but you know, when you're in relationships and you're looking to get into that commitment, possibly, It's always about you and the other person and the other person and you. I always say that, you know, love, when it comes to companionship, is the sharing of yourself with someone else. You know, I believe in trying. No. Let me remove that word. In living a blissful life, you know, doing you 100. And hopefully the person that's coming is doing them 100. And the blending of those two, you know, create 1,000. And so, and, you know, the two together, the understanding, you know, I've broken up many times and said, you know, all I wanted to do was share my life with you and for you to share your life with me. It's not about an ownership, but it's about a respect for who you are and a support for who you are. And so that we walk this road together in support. You know, there's, you know, a lot of relationships out there where a lot of people really think it's an ownership. And I think you said it best, you know, it's a consideration of the other person.
Yeah.
It's being,
yeah,
you know, very considerate of, you know, what they're doing with their time and supporting them, because whether you're in a relationship or a friendship, relationship period overall is about respect for the other person and allowing them to live and you being there. I think the real love is being there for them to support their movement and their shifts in life. And letting them know that, you know, you are there in a space of love. And I think that's some of the things that's missing in this young generation of understanding and knowing what relationships are about. We see so many reality shows, and there's a lot of music out there that just talks about things that I think are detrimental to us growing as a people in a state or a place of love. Your thoughts on that?
Wait, bring that back, that last part.
I was saying that I think there's a lot of things in our society that are showing the opposite of what love is when you're talking about relationships, because of the reality shows or some of the music that's out there. The images that are being shown, they're not really showing, you know, that support and care.
I absolutely agree. I think, I don't know if you caught this, or Kendrick Lamar, and I don't even remember, was it on Instagram, but it was somewhere on social media. And when you talk about society, of course, like the images and the things that are going on definitely don't reflect that, especially for our people and in our community and how we're shown and the light that we're shown in. You know, it's very rare that you see the positive images in mainstream like you need to for, like, a VH1 reality show to be number one show with showing us having 10 different baby daddies or baby mamas and black women fighting one another and, you know, cussing each other out and having all this drama. You're never shown... We're never shown in the light of, you know, community, union, togetherness, you know.
Right.
And so I totally agree that, no, it's not shown in society the way that it should be. And I bring Kendrick Lamar up because one of the things that he said was he was talking about love. He was like, you know, one day maybe society would just realize that all we need to do as human beings is love. That's all we need to be doing. There's no reason for war. There's no reason for conflict.
Yeah.
There's no reason for someone to be suffering when someone else has something that can help another person. Like, we're put here to love, you know?
Yeah.
And that really resonated with me. And I was like, wow, if only everybody got it, you know? And then that way, you know, that would be reflected in media. It would be reflected in television. It would be reflected in the things that we see. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of things out there on social media. There's a lot of good platforms and sites that, you know, are showing us in great lights and showing women together and families. And, you know, black love does exist, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be that it's, you know, a divorce or you're just, you know, just showing these broken relationships, it just seems to be the common thread for us. you know.
Right.
And
right.
it's not really reflective of our truth. You know, there's millions of strong black households, of parents that are still together and families that are united, and you know what I mean? Like it's
no,
just,
it's totally.
Yeah.
It's there.
People,
it's there, but we ponder, this is a love lifestyle brand that I'm building. I don't know if you know that, but you know, I think we need to see more of that, and it's definitely needed. So maybe I need to reach out to Kendrick Lamar.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm sure you might be able to find the clip. And like I said, I think it might. I'm pretty sure it was something on Instagram. And I was just, okay. I mean, it resonated with me, like to my core. Like, wow, like yes. If everybody thought that, if we loved one another, like in its purest form, how much different this world would be,
yeah.
How much better
oh.
all of our lives would be, you know, if we
exactly.
just, you know, come from that place at all times, which is, yeah,
yeah,
it'll be a beautiful
totally,
thing.
Totally. Does that worry you as a mom now? You're a new mom, and growing up in America.
I think I was more concerned about it before he was born and before getting pregnant. I would say, like, I don't know if I want to have a child. I don't want to bring someone into this world. This world is just not right, and it's so wicked, and just, like, where are we headed? You know, where are we headed as human beings? Like, where are we going? Because it just seems like at times, especially now with our government and with the person that they call, I can't even say the words, but the person that lives in Washington, D.C., that person is like they're calling shots. Like, it is a wicked world right now. But, after becoming a mother and knowing the foundation that he's being raised in and where he's coming from and how we are as parents, I'm not worried anymore, because I feel that we're going to be blessed to give him the tools that he needs to figure out the ills of this world early on, and we want to supply him with the tools that he will need to navigate his way through them. So although this world isn't the best place, with the right mind frame, you can withstand it and be able to live a good life and just figure out, like I said, how to navigate through all of the BS, because it's a lot of BS going on. So that's kind of like our focus, and we want to make sure that we instill those values in him at an early age so that he's able to just see things for what they are, you know, and not try to mask things and hide it and make it seem like, oh, you know, everything is just colorful and pretty and life is, you know, just blissful all the time, because that's not reality.
Right. And actually, he could be the one that he could be the one that makes a change.
He could be a leader of the new world, because things have to shift at some point. You know, things can only go one direction for so long before they, you know, have to shift. So. I believe that there's hope for our society. I think there's hope for this world, and I think the more people that, you know, become conscious and realize the kind of world that we're living in and try to do things to create change, you know, we can end up being in a better place. But all starting
totally.
Just from love, just loving one another.
Exactly. So let me do this.
Powerful.
We're going to take a break.
All right.
Love is the most powerful thing in the world. You can't get any powerful than that. We're going to take a break. We're going to play another ad for you, and then we're going to listen to your single, The Way. And we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about you as an artist. So everybody, hold tight and hold on.
Esnavi is a multifaceted artist with many talents. Aside from being an established singer-songwriter, She is also a professional voiceover artist, on-air personality, prep model, and actress. She will be live in New York City at Rockwood Music Hall on March 30th at 7 p.m. For tickets and more information, visit www.esnavi.com. Again, that's www.esnavi.com.
Come walk with me. Here's what I want. When I realize that no one like you gotta behave, that's how I know you really want what you say you do. If you want to stay, we can go any place that you wanna be.
To make sure that I was putting myself in a place where I could be open to love him the way that he needed to be loved, and I want him to show me the way.
Right, beautiful.
Show
beautiful.
Me the way to your heart. Show me what you need. Show me, you know, like literally, like exactly what I'm saying in the song. Like that, really real for me. Really.
Okay.
Real.
Shoot, I might have to have him on next week and see if that's what's happening. How's she doing?
You're like
brother?
A very honest, very honest song.
Very nice, very nice. So tell us
a little bit more
about the upcoming album, Detour.
Well,
what are we going to hear from you?
You're going to hear the bumps in the road. You're going to hear those highs and lows that I alluded to earlier in our conversation. Again, I really try to keep my music as real to what's going on in my life as possible. That's where I draw inspiration from. So I like sharing my life experiences, you know. And on this journey, I've just encountered, again, just, you know, highs and lows as an artist in my personal life. And I wanted those to be reflected in the album and in the songs. So it's different than Exidy. It definitely has a different vibe. It's more in your face. It's kind of like, you know, Exidy was really smooth and just like laid back and everything's just like, ah. And Detour is a little more rocky, a little bit more aggressive in ways, more in your face. An overall sound kind of, it has like a retro sound in a sense, but yet still like 2018. Kind of have like a lot of 60s inspired music.
Oh,
you
wow. Okay.
Yeah,
you'll
hear like 60s inspired like sounds, different instruments that we chose to use in the production and things like that.
Does that mean there's some horns and some violins up in there?
Definitely strings, definitely horns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, your music is timeless. It really
Thank
is.
You.
I love your style or brand of art. For that reason, it resonates through me. You know, when I met you at the film festival, I like to say a few years ago. It wasn't a few years ago, but
yeah, a few years ago.
Say,
what's time?
Yeah, a few years. You know, I loved it back then. Exit E was on point for me. Me and Ted just like we were craving some Esnavi that year. And still to this day. So I am, you know, when I heard this, I was people, I would like to call her my number one fan. I'm your number one fan. but I know you have other fans out there. But when I saw that you had the show coming up on the 30th, I can't drive right now. So I'm like, okay, I got to get to the train because I'm upstate New York. I got to get to the train. I got to get to the show. Do I stay in the city? Do I, you know, what do I do? And, you know, so I called my friend who drives me around up here. I said, hey, we're going to a show on March 30th. Are you? And she teaches in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a text. And this is how excited I was. After I text her, I went and bought two tickets. Because it's a done deal. I know God's got this covered. I ain't got to worry about it. I am there at the show. And
I
so she
it.
Called back, hey, I got the day off. I was like, oh, perfect. So we're going out to dinner, then we're going to the show. So
Right. It wasn't even a question for you. And it's an early show, so that's great. Because I didn't realize when we booked the show. And, you know, I guess I don't really think about external things too much, but it was Good Friday, and so a lot of people were like, oh, we're going to be out of town. I was like, I didn't even realize that. But nevertheless, my thing was, you know, whoever can make it makes it. Whoever can't, you know, make it to the next one. But I say that to say a lot of people are off work. It's like a half day for work for some people, so I'm like, it's great.
All
like
right.
People who go to happy hour can go to happy hour, come 7 o'clock. You know, it's an early show. You can still enjoy the rest of the evening. You can have dinner before or after, and it's just great, especially on a Friday night in New York. So I'm so glad that you and your friend will be able to make it. You know, look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you. So are you going to bring out some more music from the album, or are we going to hear some of the stuff from Exit E and the other things that you've done?
You're going to hear both. We aren't performing like any unreleased music from the album yet. I may do a show like that closer to the album being released. So it'll kind of be like you know, how they have the on iTunes, how you can get the pre-order of the album. It'll be like a live pre-order of Detour, possibly before it's released, which I think will be really fun to just perform the entire album live. And I also have that idea to do that for Exidy as well. Like, I want to have a show where I literally perform my entire album from top to bottom. I think that would be so dope. Yeah, you know? So that's something else that I want to do. Like, literally perform my album as is, but live. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to look out for that because...
Is this an acoustic set or a full band?
This is going to be an acoustic trio. Yeah, hence the Raw Acoustic series. I'll be doing acoustic trio shows or just acoustic shows pretty much most of this year. I think I have a couple of band performances, but I just wanted to, like I said, because Detour, as I'm approaching the new album and it's a lot more raw and just in your face, I wanted to just strip my performance down. You know, and not have all of the drums and, you know, the band performance I love, and it's electrifying and it's really dynamic and I really love it. But I just wanted to get a little bit more intimate with the performance and just more raw, just stripped down and more in my pure state, you know, of just being more focused on vocals, you know, taken away by the music.
Right. Well, look, I love that too. Because acoustic sets are just—you're right. You can actually get in touch with the artist that way to me because it is more vocal, and you're hearing the words and those resonate, and the music is just an accompaniment. Am I saying that right? To the vocals of the song.
Yeah.
And so wow. Okay. All right. So now
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I feel like you're able to touch the audience in a do you have like a deeper connection when it's acoustic for some reason?
No, because it's not, you know, the thing too is not every location knows how to work the sound, so that blending of sound and the vocals, you know, sometimes I've gone to events, I'm like, okay, I can hear the guitar more than I can hear the vocalist. I really came to hear the vocalist, you know. It's like the music is supposed to just fill in the space. And it's so funny, we were talking about spaces with somebody else. Space is where all things happen. And so music is supposed to fill in the space between the vocalist and the music or the vocals. So, okay. So I'm looking forward to this. Where is this exactly located? Is that downtown Manhattan?
Yes, 196 Allen Street. I've memorized the address.
Okay.
So it's like, it's down... down there.
Christie Street.
Like
where
a lot of, I remember, oh gosh, I'm drawing a blank on the venue.
That's NoHo.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank
Soho
on the venue. But it was a real historic New York venue that was like down in that area that I performed at a long time ago. But anyway, it's a fun part of New York. And Rockwood Music Hall is pretty popular, so a lot of other artists that I know, you know, perform there as well. So.
Okay. Well, phenomenal. I am looking forward to it. Let people know where they can find you. I thank you too for being on the show and bringing us your insight on love, a beautiful love story. Ponder This. Let people know where they can find you. Let them know where they can buy their tickets. Let them know where they can actually buy the way. Let them know how they can buy the way.
Well, I'm going to make this so easy. SNAV.com. That is where you could download the song. You can buy tickets to the show. And if you want to hear more from me, I also sell autographed copies of my CD on my website. And, you know, there's links to hear other music. This is the third single from the upcoming album, so I have two other singles that were out before this one. So,
oh,
yeah, it's all
so,
there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are the other two songs?
Think About It was the first release, and Changes and Rearranges was the last release before this one. So you can also, I know you said you were waiting for some new SNV music. So, yeah, you can check those singles out as well. They're on my site. And, yeah, SNV.com, ESNAVI.com.
There it is, folks. There it is. SNV, again, thank you for being on with me. I look forward to seeing you next Friday. I will be there, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. if there's something to move to, I might actually get up and dance because I'm so excited. so definitely look for me, okay? And everybody,
awesome.
Check her out, March 30th. March 30th, you can find more information, as she said, on her website, snv.com. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Corey. Look forward to seeing you.
Okay. Peace.
All right. Bye-bye.
So, guys, that was an awesome show. That was SNV. And as I close out, I wanted to serenade you with something. But make sure, before I start to serenade you, I got to just mention again, this woman is an awesome woman, as you heard. She's a new mom, a wife, and she's an awesome talent. And to experience her and everything that she talked about, definitely check her out on March 30th at the place already. Look at this. Just check her out. Just go to snv.com and get all the information for the show. And I'm going to close out. Make sure that you have a beautiful and wonderful week this week. Think of yourself first before you think of anybody else so that you can be there for the ones that you love.
Arise. Feeling the waters rise and the shifting of the tides, I stand here waiting. The moment shall arise for the clearing of the tides. I sit in silence, never wondering, but always knowing that wisdom lingers amongst the awakened. No longer do I dream, but to know the truth as time no longer ticks. Gather your senses and know that the wind shall blow and the light will never cease to shine. The darkened clouds were clear for some who sat, and the shadows will guard those that still slumber. Honor the queen and her son. Honor her spirit. Know from the womb the truth of your beginning. Arise. Arise in the truth. Arise. Arise in the wisdom. Arise. Arise in love. Arise.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.